Never Say Goodbye, Detective Tom Fabian, Book One, written by Richard Parker and read by David John.
Chapter 1. May the 19th, 1968 had been an average day for Janet Wells, unbeknownst to her. It was the day her murderer was born. She was 22 at the time and had been fast asleep with her new husband when the person bringing the end of her life had started theirs. Over 50 years later, she awoke to find him in her room. Janet knew there was somebody there before she opened her eyes. Should she leap from the bed and charge to the door? But in the split second she hesitated. His weight was pressing down on her. Janet didn't see his face, but if she had, she would have realised she'd never met him before. They had no connection to each other, and her killer went about the business of stifling her exclamation and thrusting his blade into her chest without any sense of pleasure. One of the main reasons he'd chosen Janet was because she lived alone. Why make the job more risky than it already was? As the force of the third blade strike pushed the last air out of her lungs, Janet's brain shut down before it could speculate about who he was and why he targeted her. He made sure her chest was still before standing back and slowly filling his. The room smelt of deep heat and sterodont. It was the fourth time he'd killed, and the experience wasn't necessarily becoming any easier. But he knew the days that followed would be less paralysed by recrimination than previously. He put his boot against the side of the mattress and shoved it a few times. Janet's head lolled back and forth, and a last hiss escaped her. He waited and listened for sounds outside her retirement flat. But her death had been quick, and he'd suffocated her cry. Nobody would have heard, and by the time anyone checked on her, he'd be long gone. He gripped the handles of a butterfly blade tight. The only sound in the room now was the squeal of the air from his nose. Just one more thing to do, but it was the hardest part. Janet Wells was gone now, though. She wouldn't feel any pain. He leaned forward and stabbed her four times in the face.